Today on Introductions, we'll hear new music by award-winning young composers that was presented just last month in Evanston at the Music Institute of Chicago. We'll hear tango rhythms inspired by author Jorge Luis Borges, exotic melodies designed to transport you to a Mediterranean seaside, and more, all performed by students from the Music Institute's Academy program. That's coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour is devoted entirely to new music by some very talented teenage composers, very talented award-winning teenage composers, from a concert presented just last month on March 9th at the Music Institute of Chicago at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. Later, we'll hear the three winning compositions of MIC's annual Generation Next Composer Competition. But first, four short compositions by students of the Music Institute's Composers Lab, led by composer-in-residence Misha Zubko. He guides young composers, young high school composers, at the Music Institute during the school year to create a new work.
Hi, my name is David Jin. I'm 17 years old, and I attend Adlai E. Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire. My piece, Whispering Oaks, is a piano trio. So it's for piano, violin, and cello. And my original thinking for Whispering Oaks was that it was going to be something about maybe expressing the fall season. And so I wanted to create a theme that sort of evoked the colors of leaves turning. And I think the most important thing that I learned about being a composer from this workshop was that composition is an eternal and constant process. You always really have to be thinking hard about what comes next, and not only that, what will make your piece really speak to others, and what emotions you want to convey with particular techniques.
Thank you.
Music by 17-year-old composer David Jin, a piece he calls Whispering Oaks. David is a senior at Stevenson High School and studies composition with Patricia Moorhead, founder and former artistic director of Chicago's Cube Ensemble. It was performed by violinist Laura Madden, cellist Mariel Werner, and Misha Zupko on piano. He's the director of the Composer's Lab at the Music Institute.
Hi, my name is Ben Medina. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a junior at Evanston Township High School. I guess I compose mostly because I have all these ideas in my mind, and hearing about other composers and how their music affects people, I kind of feel inspired to do the same thing. The piece you're going to hear is called My Last Farewell, and it was inspired by a poem written by Jose Rizal, who's a Philippine nationalist, and he wrote this poem on the eve of his execution. Composition is sort of like, you know, any type of like art or writing a novel or, you know, any type of like writing or any sort of art. You're trying to give something to someone else. You feel as a human being, you feel these emotions, you feel these stories, and you want to make sure that your message gets across. Thank you.
My Last Farewell by 17-year-old composer Ben Medina. Ben is a junior at Evanston Township High School, and this was his first formal training program in music composition, the Music Institute's Composer's Lab. It was performed by violinist Jonas Tarm, cellist Mariel Werner, and Misha Zupko on piano. We're listening to music by young composers this hour from a performance presented last month at the Music Institute of Chicago's Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. Composer Misha Zupko created the Composer's Lab, for which a select group of young composers and performers meet every 2 weeks to create a piece of music and collaborate with peers to hear their works in progress played.
I am Johnny Cruz. I'm 14 years old and I go to Clarendon Hills Middle School. I like to compose because it lets me bring out my expressions and thoughts in a different way besides saying them, really. And now you're going to hear my piece called Rivers. Rivers was inspired by river, and it popped in my head when I was in LA class last year, watching a river flow on a TV screen, a projector screen. And I saw how it had rocks and bumps throughout the river, and it gradually picked up speed and got wider and wider until it hit a massive waterfall when you least expected it. In the composer's workshop, I learned that the melody line and the bass line mainly should not really compete each other, but help each other out in certain places so the piece flows more and makes it more unique in a way.
Thank you.
Rivers by 14-year-old composer Johnny Cruz of Clarendon Hills Middle School. Johnny studies music theory with Matthew Hagel. The performers included violinist Laura Madden, cellist Muriel Werner, and Misha Zupko on piano.
My name is David Flowers. I am 17 years old, and I'm a senior at Evanston Township High School. I started composing about 2 years ago, actually, when I... It was around the time that I decided I would start studying piano seriously. So this is my sophomore year of high school, and I wanted to get into it mostly because the music I had listened to from composers like Joe Hisaishi, Stravinsky, Shostakovich, they all had, well, music in general had the power to elicit some sort of emotional response from an audience. And I felt that I wanted to do that, whether it be to make them feel that the piece was beautiful, that the piece was sad, or maybe to make them feel frustrated. Whenever I start a piece of music, one of the first things I think about is how do I want the person listening to this music to respond to it, which is always, you know, the hardest thing in coming up with ideas.
Thank you. The Piano Trio No. 1 by Evanston Township High School senior David Flowers. He studies with Mike O'Mara. We heard violinist Jonas Tarm, cellist Mariel Werner, and pianist Misha Zupko. All of the music we've heard so far this hour was composed at the Music Institute of Chicago's Composer Lab led by Misha Zupko, a program that gives students a chance to work on a piece of music with coaching and peer support. You can listen to this again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on the program and where you can leave a comment directly for the composers you're hearing today, as well as the performers. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear more music from this Young Composers Showcase at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, this time by three winners of this year's Generation Next competition for young composers, organized by the Music Institute of Chicago. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're listening to recently composed music by young composers that was performed at a concert given at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston on March 9th, organized by the Music Institute of Chicago. The great thing about this concert is that not only was all of the music composed by students, but most of it was also performed by students. We'll continue now with three winners of the Music Institute of Chicago's annual Generation Next Composer Competition for students aged 12 through 18. Starting with the first place winner, 18-year-old Jonas Tarm of Highland Park High School.
This work is based on a short story by the celebrated Argentinian writer Jorge Luis Borges. And since the story is from Argentinian culture, I was also influenced by Latin and Argentinian music, such as the tango, and also by the composer Piazzolla. I've been composing for a couple of years now. Before that, I hated it. It was the worst. It was the most frustrating thing. I mean, I still do, but at the end, the reward is great, and the result is always exciting.
Thank you.
Las Ruinas Circulares by 18-year-old composer Jonas Tarm, a senior at Highland Park High School. He was the first place winner of this year's Generation Next Young Composers competition at the Music Institute of Chicago. It was performed by flutist Alexandria Hoffman, violinist Alan Snow, cellist Yong Park, and pianist Remington Clark, themselves all students at the Music Institute's Academy program for gifted pre-college classical musicians. Jonas studies composition with Matthew Hagel at the Music Institute.
My name is Robert Didier. I'm 17 years old, and I'm from St. Charles North High School. I started composing ever since I started piano at the age of 6, and it was right after my first lesson I already began to play around with my own ideas at the piano. The name of my piece is the Beatitudes. It's 9 preludes based off 9 Beatitudes from the Book of Matthew in the Bible, and it's written for a solo pianist. And in this piece, I wanted to focus more on simplistic ideas. A lot of the music I've been writing at the time have been complex, some atonal, and I wanted to drop back and focus on little ideas that I think I could, that I like to build on.
Thank you. music by Robert Didier of St. Charles North High School. It's called Beatitudes. This piece took second place in the Music Institute of Chicago's 2012 Generation Next Composers Competition, which we're listening to right now. It took place in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. The performers were pianists Hyun-Jae Lim and the composer himself, Robert Didier. This is Introductions.
Hello, my name is Chasen Goldfinger. I am 16 years old, and I reside in Valley Forge, historic Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, about half an hour northwest of Philadelphia. I've been composing now for, I believe, 6 years. It's an opportunity for me to be creative and for me to express my voice, my perspective on my experiences and the world around me, and share them with the people at large. This piece is called Mediterranean Pastiche. It's for solo clarinet. And it's a set of variations based on what is known as the Phrygian dominant scale. This scale is used quite commonly in klezmer music, Greek music, Turkish, Arab, Egyptian, flamenco, some gypsy music. So all over the Mediterranean region. And I think the piece is successful when I've made the listener really feel as if they're there, as if they're in some Mediterranean country, as if they're right on the shores of the Mediterranean or in the small towns of the Middle East.
Mediter Arabian Pastiche, Opus 10, for solo clarinet in B-flat by Chasen Goldfinger of Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Daniel Mills was the clarinetist, and Chasen was the third place winner of the Generation Next Young Composers competition, and he studies theory and composition with David Ludwig and Sheridan Seyfried of the Curtis Institute of Music. This hour's program of new music by award-winning teenage composers was recorded in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston on March 9th, 2012, and you can listen to it again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can audition to perform on this program and leave a comment directly for the composers and the musicians you just heard, and I'm sure they would be thrilled to receive them. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Eric Arunis, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. Special thanks today to Fiona Queen, Sue Palutnik, and the staff of the Music Institute of Chicago, including Abraham Stockman, a piano faculty member of the Music Institute who is the founder of this annual concert. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week.